أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had explained to us the rules, the etiquette, the ethics of visiting. And he said the whole objective and purpose of explaining these ethics and etiquette was for the preservation of chastity, to ensure that the chastity is preserved and that immorality does not become widespread and rampant. And these are all preventative measures to avoid that from happening. And we said that that is the main theme, the primary theme of Surah An-Nur. The whole objective of the surah primarily is to teach us the importance of chastity and the severity of immodesty and immorality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with ways how to guard our chastity and how to promote a good moral and eradicate immorality. Another means of preserving our chastity, a very effective means of preserving modesty, is that of guarding our gazes and being very particular and being very cautious of how we use our gazes and glances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah number 30 of Surah An-Nur, Qul lil-mu'mineen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell the believers. Now the first thing that we notice is that Allah does not direct the believers. Allah does not instruct them directly. Elsewhere you find, whenever there was an instruction or whenever there is a prohibition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the believers directly. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ya ayyuhal nas. Directly, Allah addresses the believers, whether it is an instruction or prohibition. Over here we find that Allah is prohibiting something, or Allah is explaining the seriousness of something. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not address the believers directly. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, you tell them of Muhammad. Qul lil mu'mineen, you tell the believers. Why is Allah using this mode of expression when it comes to the prohibition of misusing the gazes? And when Allah speaks of the consequences of the unlawful gaze, ulama explain that because it is such a despicable act, it is such a grave act in the sight of Allah, misusing our gazes and looking at things that are haram and unlawful for us, it is so despicable, it is such a low act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not directly address it to the believers. To understand this mode of expression, sometimes you find that the child does something terribly wrong and he engages in something that is very despicable, something that is very low in society. And the father finds it hard because the act itself is so despicable, the father actually feels ashamed and finds it hard to address it directly with the child. So the father asks the mother, you address it with him. Speak to him about it. It's such a despicable act that I myself feel uncomfortable discussing it with him. So that is the mode of expression over here. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell the believers, misusing the gaze, looking at what is haram and what is unlawful, it's such a low act, such a despicable act, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell the believers, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they should lower, that they should cast down, that they should guard their absar, their gazes. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and they should guard and protect and preserve their private parts. As far as guarding the gazes is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has in a hadith explained to us the direct consequence of misusing the gaze. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from your heart the sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of acts of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Well, in fact, it's a hadith qudsi. It's a statement of Allah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, النَّفْرُ سَهْمٌ مَسْمُومٌ مِنْ سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسِ. That the unlawful gain, looking at what is haram, watching what is haram, and staring at what is haram, and admiring what is haram, and what we are not allowed to admire, Rasulullah says, each and every gain is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of Iblis. He directs the arrow to the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِي. Whosoever will give up the unlawful gain, whosoever will abandon the unlawful gain, Allah ta'ala will allow the person to experience the sweetness of iman in the person's heart. So sometimes we find that we are performing acts of worship, but there's no enjoyment, there is no sweetness, and we are robbed of the sweetness and the enjoyment and the ecstasy that we ought to experience in that act of worship. Why is that so? Perhaps it is because of the unlawful gain and misuse of the eye, because through that we are deprived of that enjoyment and the sweetness of iman. And also we said that it is a means of preserving our chastity. Acts such as zina, acts such as touching, acts such as meeting, acts such as communicating, all starts off with the glance. That's the beginning. That is the starting point. The glance. When two people share a glance, or when two people look at one another, the poet says, number one, it starts off with a glance. نَفَرَةٌ ثُمَّ بَسْمَةٌ ثُمَّ لِقَاءٌ. Number one, it's a glance. Number two, it's a smile. Then it is a meeting, and then everything else follows after that. So it starts off with that glance. It starts off with the unlawful glance, and that then eventually leads to what? It eventually leads to misuse and negligence with regard to the private organ. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the starting point and He mentions the end point. Allah says, tell them to guard their gazes, to lower their gazes, to take care of their gazes, to turn away the gazes from what is haram, and Allah says, وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ, and tell them to preserve and safeguard and protect the private organ. Because this is where it starts off. It starts off with one unlawful gain, and it could lead to negligence with regard to the usage of the private organs. وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ, preventing and safeguarding the private organs against what? Against fulfilling every unlawful sexual desire. Irrespective of how the desire is fulfilled. If it is unlawful, it falls within this injunction over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they must protect and safeguard their private organs against fulfilling every unlawful desire. ذَلِكَ أَذْكَى لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is purer for them. That is more decent for them. That they look after and they guard the gazes. And they look after and guard the private organs. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is fully aware of what they do. Others might not see you taking those glances. Others might not see you peeping where you're not supposed to be peeping, looking into the homes of others, staring at the wives of others, staring at the daughters of others, staring at images or staring at things on your screens or on your television sets or wherever it may be, looking at it, others might not know. And that is the danger of the glance. You can do it without anyone else noticing. Sometimes we do not commit a sin out of fear that people will come to know of the sin that we commit, out of fear that it is done openly so people will see us committing that sin. That prevents us from committing the sin. But the unlawful gain, the danger of this sin and this crime, is that one can commit this crime without anyone noticing, without anyone seeing you doing that crime and doing that sin. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is fully aware. Allah knows. Allah is fully aware, and Allah is fully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully cognizant بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ, of all that which you are doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wisdom.